This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins got a grand slam from Brooks Lee yesterday and beat the Tigers 8-1 at Target Field. Manager Rocco Baldelli says scoring six times in the third inning was big.
The big inning, you know, Brooks hitting the grand slam obviously is it's the play of the day. It's the day that separates the game for us and really pushes us towards a win.
Baldelli says Lee did a great job against former teammate and pitcher Chris Paddock.
It's a little interesting when you face people you really know or people that you have a real friendship with. You know, it kind of puts you in a place. It's like there's not very many at-bats you're going to have like that over the course of your career. So to really step up for your team and smash one and do it good, I'm sure he's going to feel good about it. And, you know, probably, I know Paddock, Chris will probably not laugh about it ever, but I'm sure Brooks will give it to him a little bit at some point. You kind of have to.
The Twins are off tonight. They'll welcome the A's to Minneapolis tomorrow night. The Vikings are practicing today, a couple of days after losing to the Patriots in a preseason game in Minneapolis 20-12. The Gophers are also back at practice today. Minnesota senior defensive tackle Devin Eastern of Shakopee says new defensive coordinator Danny Collins is doing great this fall camp.
Danny has energy. I mean, he talks about the havoc defense, and I pride myself on that. How violence, all that. I pride my game on that. Even when I don't want to play, I go out there and I try to bring havoc, whether that's like my assignment, my teammates. Like he brought the havoc defense, and it sparked a flame in our defense.
Eastern says he's taking on more of a leadership role in this defense now that he's a senior. The Gophers open the season a week from Thursday at home against Buffalo. There are $10 tickets available now for that game through noon tomorrow at gophersports.com. For more Minnesota sports info, go to minnesotanewsnetwork.com. This is MNN Sports.